I have got Yvette and Mel from the Lake Tuggeranong Lions Club. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello.
And they're here to talk about Operation Formal Wear. Okay, Yvette, over to you. What is Operation Formal Wear?
Okay, so basically Operation Formal Wear is a Lake Tuggeranong Lions project, and we are collecting formal wear from around the community, so dresses, shoes, suits, bags,
accessories,
yep. Mm-hmm. All sorts of things that the people could use for their formals, and we are going to be holding a big open weekend, on the 18th and 19th of October out at Westwood Lodge out at Lions Youth Haven on Cambar Pool Road, and that's going to be from about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days, and you can come out and pick formal wear for your formal absolutely free at no charge.
So okay, so there's a lot of information in there, so let's just back her up a little bit. So we're heading into formal season,
yes,
which is a big deal for students in year 10 and year 12. It's one of those sort of rites of passage that's a big deal for everything, and as you say, it can be quite expensive by the time you buy all of the outfits, particularly for the girls, but also for the boys as well. So this is a way of sort of supporting what's quite an important sort of social and, as I said, rite of passage, for them. So how long has it been running?
Well, this is coming up to its third year, so we've done two already, and it was the first year we did it. It was massive, and we did it at about the end of October then as well, and notified all the schools, put stuff on social media about it, and just word of mouth and all that sort of stuff, and we were inundated with donations. And then on the weekend, when we did the shopping weekend, we had so many people come out. And then last year we had it a little bit earlier, so it wasn't quite as busy, but we still gave away a lot of formal wear and had many, many happy students, and some teachers as well came along because they need to attend as well. And it was just wonderful. So this year,
where are the donations coming from?
Okay, so people are just looking in their cupboard and seeing what they've got that they can donate.
Just the community, really.
Yeah, it's from the community, yeah. Mm.
And what sort of things have been donated so far?
Well, I just sorted out some stuff yesterday, actually. I've got a massive box of really nice shoes, high heels and
dresses,
all that
suits,
sort of stuff.
Yeah. Shirts, high heels, purses, accessories,
bracelets,
necklaces, earrings.
All sorts of things.
And because a lot of these things will have only been worn once.
Mm, exactly.
Won't they? And some of them might not have even been worn at all because somebody's got something or it's been given to them and they've changed their mind. And
we got donated two beautiful dresses from a girl, and she'd bought one online and it hadn't arrived, so she had to go and make sure she got another one in a shop, and then it arrived a day before her formal.
Yeah.
So she did have the choice, but I think she went with the shop one, but both are just stunning.
Yeah, and they come in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. They sure do. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether you're tall, short, fairly full-figured or more petite.
Yeah.
You've got something there for everyone. So you set up a shop front, as it were, out there at Westwood Lodge at Lions Youth Haven, which is out on Cambar Pool Road, opposite the Murrumbidgee Country Club.
Yes,
for those who aren't aware. So that's not until October.
October 18th and 19th.
Yeah, so there's a little way to go yet, and you're still looking for donations. But what does that shop front look like? You know, if somebody turns up out there, what are they walking into?
Okay,
is it just a big jumble, or what's the story?
No, we have it very well set up. So basically, think of like when you went to school camp when you were a kid, you've got the big mess hall, and then behind that there are a number of dormitories with about six bunk beds in each, and they're the change rooms. They're what we use as the change rooms, and we try to get a mirror for each one, or at least a few mirrors in the place so kids can see what they want. But these days they film each other and just look at them doing twirls and get to see it from all angles, which is really good. So in the big area of the mess hall, we have a number of sturdy clothing racks, and we have the dresses all set up in size order, so we sort them out so we know what sizes are. So you've got small, medium, large, etc. In another section, we've got the suits, and then the shoes are in another area, and jewellery set out on a table, and all that sort of thing. So it's just, yeah, it's just like walking into a shop.
Yeah, so you can come in, you can try on all different things and see what suits you. They're not, as I said, they have been worn before. They're not brand new with tags.
Some
or
are.
Really? Some are.
Okay, we get surprises.
Quite a few, quite actually. Often, yeah.
Yeah. So it's all there. You can try it on and take your time. There'll be Lions Club members there to help you, but you can bring your mum or your friend or your dad or whoever you want to bring to provide fashion advice to you and choose what you would like. And then when you go to walk out the door, it's going to cost you...
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Free.
Okay, so that's everything, isn't it? That's clothes,
shoes, all the things.
Accessories.
So last year we were allowing people to take maybe two dresses if they couldn't decide between them, and just some jewellery and shoes if they found a pair of shoes that suited. And and then basically they would take that, then go up to Lion Chris, who is sitting there at a table and just checking, like a checkout lady. She says, I want to be the checkout lady. And then she'll make a note of just the postcode of where people have come from. And we had them from as far as, I think, the coast last year, come from the coast. And then she just keeps a record of how many of what thing gets taken and how many people came through. So just to give us an idea on statistics and, a bit of stock take.
So that's important. It's not just Tuggeranong schools. It could be anywhere.
Or
surrounding regions as well.
Absolutely. If they want to come from Jindabyne, come down from Jindabyne or Goulburn or the coast or wherever. Just everyone's welcome.
Yeah. And in terms of getting the donations, you've got a number of sites around town. In fact, I saw you've even managed to co-opt Katie Gallagher's office there in Woden to...
And David Pocock's.
And David Pocock as well.
up at Gungahlin.
Have you got David Smith in on it yet down there at Tuggeranong?
No, I sent emails out to a lot of the politicians and I've had quite a few come back to me. Yeah. And Mark
Parton.
He was lovely. He came out to my house and we did a video and he's really excited about it. And so that was awesome as well. And, but to drop off your donation, we have about 27 to 30 donation points around the capital at the moment. And there is a list on our Facebook group, which is called Operation Formal Wear. So that's three words. And if you aren't on Facebook and would like to get in touch with us, I'm sure you could just give the radio station here a ring and I'll be happy for my phone number to be passed on for you to get in touch with me that way to work out where we can sort out your donation.
Yeah, very easy to find you on Facebook though, isn't it? Operation Formal Wear. Up it comes, and there's regular postings there, which is where I keep track of what's going on. Now, I notice there's a few other places around that have picked up on that idea or that were doing it in parallel. I think there was one of the schools, I think, that had a... One of the...
I think Kingsford Smith School did that at the weekend just gone.
Yeah.
And they collected a number... I don't know much, just what I've seen on social media, but they collected a number of accessories, shoes, dresses and suits and so on, and then their kids could come in and purchase them for $3 to $5 each. So
I think they've been just doing it for their school, but I think they might have opened it up more broadly.
I'm not too sure, but I feel it is for their school, but they also were taking donations from their surrounding community for that, so, which is really good. Like, it's so nice that you know, we're doing it as a community project, and it's just nice to see that everyone else can get in on it as well, you know.
Don't feel excluded and actually be able to enjoy the event, because some students don't attend sometimes when they can't find something to wear or able to afford something to wear.
And the choice is huge, isn't it? You know, there's a lot to choose from in terms of styles and fabrics and shapes, as we said before. And you didn't run out, so there's no need to be there at the crack of dawn on day one of the shopping centre, because there's plenty there.
No, and we actually had a whole room full of more things last year, and when items were going, we'd then put more items out. And if someone was looking for something in particular, like, say, a red sparkly size 6 short dress, we'd say, well, maybe we've got something out the back, because we've organised everything into their own individual Ziploc bag with the size and S or L, so for short or long. And then you can see the fabric, see if it's short or long, what size it is, and that's another easy way for people to have a quick look if we don't have what they want on the shelf, so to speak, at that point. So,
So how many students do you think you might have helped over the last couple of years with formal wear? Can you sort of pluck a figure out of the air?
I think over the last 2 years, we've given over 1,000 items away.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot. Mm. So, and I think Lion Chris worked out, we saved every person that came in, we saved them around $700, mm. you know, up to $700 on kitting themselves out for their formal. Mm. And one of the day before the shopping weekend, we invite a couple of the schools with the more vulnerable kids, like mm. Galilee and the Woden School and that sort of thing, to come in and make an appointment and just bring their kids in for an hour to do a shop. So because yeah. they get a bit overwhelmed, especially, oh my goodness, it's like Black Friday sales yeah. when we open those doors first thing. And yeah, and they come in, but it's just so lovely to see these boys that are just looking at their feet and yeah. you know, and they go and find a suit and then they're in the change room and they're getting changed, they're showing off to their mates, you know, all yeah. cool, and they just got so much confidence and yeah. feel so good, and it's just you know, makes your heart sing.
But yeah, that is important that you make that opportunity for those yeah. that don't yep. want that sensory overload.
Yeah, you know,
clearly
absolutely.
You're an excitable shopper, but not everybody is.
Oh, I'm a very excitable shopper.
So yeah, there is that opportunity for people to yeah. do it quietly and yes. without a lot of people around.
Yes, and Mel's got an autistic son and he hates loud noises, although he makes a lot of loud noise, but he hates other loud noises. So that sort of thing's good for him, you know,
yeah.
For kids yeah, like him.
Siblings, if they're bringing siblings along, yeah. they can also come on those days as mm. well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that'd make it easier for myself if I was doing that for one of my other children and yeah. I had a child, or I do have a child who's autistic, mm. to be able to come along into a quieter environment so I can also yeah. give my time to my other child while they're shopping.
So has he yeah. got a formal on this year or...?
No, he's only little.
So, okay, but he can still have a practice run.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come and play dress up for a mm. while or whatever.
And this year we're looking at having a coffee van out the front on the Saturday at this mm. stage, hopefully the Sunday as well, but we're still looking into that. And we are also considering cooking a barbecue because mm. just around the corner from Westwood Lodge, there's a barbecue just around the corner. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be bigger and better this year. Who knows?
Yeah, and for anybody who's not quite sure on where that Westwood Lodge is, it's where those South Canberra markets are on now.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Every month.
Yes.
I think it's about the third
great little market, that.
Fourth Saturday of the month. Yeah, they've been running coming up for 12 months yep. now. I think they started in October. So it's out there. Okay, so that's really good. Now, there was, there was still quite a bit of material, quite a lot of outfits still left over from last year, so you've got a new lot
yes,
coming in for this year.
We do. We sorted them out at the end and kept all the really nice stuff. Some of the stuff had been sat on the shelf for the couple of years and it's sort of a bit out of date and stuff, so we've sort of moved it along and we try to, like when we sort all the stuff out, not everything is suitable at all.
Yeah.
So we sort it out into, you know, we'll have a table out the front for free stuff for people to just pick through and take whatever they want. Mm. We also...
As much as they want.
Yeah, as much as they want. And we have some office wear people have donated, so we'll just donate that to, say, communities at work. And then we had some torn and damaged items that we couldn't use, so we had a lady very kindly... you can do fabric recycling, and it costs a little bit of money, but she paid for that, so the fabric... Those dresses could be recycled. And then we have other... Oh, we donated some to Tuggeranong College, I think it was, that because they also have they had a program for their students if they needed formal wear just to help them out a little bit. And yeah, so we sort of managed to go through everything and work out what could go where, so nothing's wasted. And we tried our, I mean, this sounds bad, but we tried our best not to just ship them off to the op shop,
yeah.
you know, find more purposeful places.
There is definitely some trendy pieces in there, though.
Beautiful, absolutely.
The what's in pieces.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we were all very excited. Our last day to take on donations is the 27th of September, because the week or two after that, we'll be collating everything together and we'll be sorting it out. And our drop-off point ladies have been phenomenal. We have got maybe 25 ladies around Canberra at drop-off points, and we've got a couple of offices and shops and whatnot. But the ladies have just been amazing. They've been sharing it on their Facebook pages, in their local Buy Nothing groups.
Yeah.
wherever they can think of, and they've been excitedly putting pictures up in the Operation Formal Wear group to show what they've got, and it's just great. It's just such a good community feel.
And I must say thank you to everyone that has donated.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's good, and that's good to hear that people are, you know, those collectors are putting up things on the Facebook post so people can see what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it is important too, because it isn't just for the girls. You've got stuff there for the boys.
Oh, absolutely.
Smart-looking things there for them.
Absolutely. We got donated a lot of suits last year from a workwear shop out at Fishwick. And unfortunately, I cannot remember the name off the top of my head. Mm. But that was just wonderful. It was like their end of line stuff that they didn't put in the shop anymore, so they just donated it. And it's so good because there were so many sizes and some, you know, shirts as well, and so it's just great.
Yeah, so all this stuff, I said, it's probably only been worn about once, if that. It hasn't been dry cleaned by you, because that becomes too expensive. But it's clean.
Yeah,
people may want to get it dry cleaned before they wear
it. We sort of say don't bother dry cleaning anything, because there's just so much stuff that. Mm. If it doesn't go, it's going to be sitting in storage for 12 months until the following year, and then it'll just be all, might need another dry clean. And, you know, you can sort that out yourself once you get home, get it dry cleaned, or just, you know, steam iron it, or whatever you need to do. But,
yeah, but as the stuff comes in, it is being selected and processed by Lions members, so it's not, you know, it's good quality stuff that's hanging on the racks.
Lovely.
Correct.
So much beautiful stuff.
Okay. Have you found anything yourself that you would like? If you're going to a formal?
No, but I did post a picture of me in my formal dress onto our Operation Formal Wear group, which you're welcome to take and pop in your Valley FM Facebook group if you want.
I haven't seen that one. I'll have to look back
It was 1990, and let me just say, watermark taffeta, puffy sleeves and a big bow on the bum was all the rage at the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Looked fabulous.
Sounds perfect.
I thought I looked great at the time, but you know.
Well, you probably did.
That was the end thing.
Oh, absolutely, No, insist on the watermark taffeta. Yeah. Best.
Okay, any final comments or plugs? You better give us the shopping days again.
TikTok?
So you can take, there's also a TikTok, Operation Formal Wear.
Insta?
Instagram as well. Yep, take a look.
Also there's Operation some photos up there Formal Wear.
What we've got.
And the shopping days are October 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And probably on the Sunday, it'll be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, so 18th and 19th of October, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, so we'll make some announcements about that as we get closer to the time. Okay, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And I was just going to say, we might have something else exciting in the works.
Yes.
In which case, we'll come back to you about that.
Okay, we love teasers.
I left you with a hook.
watch this space, and we'll have you back again probably a bit closer to the time. And
wonderful.
Although this is radio rather than television, I'm sure you can come in with some descriptions of some of the fancier or more contemporary pieces, or something interesting, to spur interest. Awesome. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much, Yvette and Mel, for coming in.
That's wonderful. Thank you.